So this shaila, I've had this shaila a few times actually, and it comes up almost maybe for all of us with Shabbos leftovers. The following shaila: whatever happens if a person has a chicken on the table and you have rice on the table and vegetables, etc., and someone takes the spoon that they're using for the chicken or the roast or whatever, and they use it to scoop out some rice. I said, now have that rice now, which was really maybe was cooked in a parf pot even, but even cooked in a flesh pot. And then now they took a gravy filled, and they stuck it in that rice. And someone says, look, all I have was the rice. I didn't have any meat, I didn't have any chicken, all I have was the rice. Do I have to wait 6 hours if all I ate was the rice that had the gravy spoon stuck in it? So it's very, so the Rama writes in Yoredev, in Simon Peites, that if a person, let's say, took, our example, right? A similar example. They cooked rice in a flesh pot, and they did so, and that flesh pot was used that day. Okay, so it's a ben yoma pot, and now they want to take that rice and they want to eat it with milchix. So it says, or you want to take that? Sorry, if you take that rice and you eat it, he says. So what happens in such a case? Hey, flesh pot, cooked rice, eat that rice. You have to wait 6 hours. So the Rama says, no, you have to wait 6 hours. So Shach says, wait a second, why do you have to tell me the halacha? So I'll tell you another case. What would happen if I went ahead and I took rice, I put it in the flesh, cooked it in a fleshy pan, and now I want to eat it together with milchix? So what's the halacha? So halacha is that lechachir, you're not supposed to do that. You cook something part of the fleshy pot, you're not supposed to do it on purpose then to go eat it with milchix. But if you did, b'diavad, you're actually allowed to eat it with milchix. If you cook something in a fleshy pot, it's parv, and you want to b'diavad, you did it already, you want to eat it with milchix, you can do that. So says the Shach, if that's true, then what's that? So if I can eat it with milchix, certainly I don't have to wait 6 hours. So what in the world is the Rama teaching me when he tells me that if I cook something part of a fleshy pot, I don't have to wait 6 hours? He says it must be the Rama's case is more severe. What's the case? He says it must be our case. It must be a case where the person took something part of like rice, they cooked it in a fleshy pot, and there was some meat left over in that pot. He didn't wash it well. Still some meat left over in that pot. What the Rama is saying is that even in that case, you don't have to wait 6 hours. Why not? So like, the reason why not is because you wait 6 hours when you have a real taste of meat. You ate meat. So there's different reasons given that Acharonim, because there's still meat in the Rishonim also. There's still meat between your teeth, or because the taste of the meat is staying there. When you have a trace amount of meat that happened to be in the pot, that's not a reason to wait 6 hours. And so therefore, the Shach writes, in our exact case, you don't have to wait. If someone took that rice, which was really parv, and they stuck a gravy spoon in there, and they ate it, and then someone ate that rice, you would not have to wait 6 hours in that case, because again, in that situation, the amount of meat is so small, and it's really like secondary to the dish itself. And by the way, it's true, the Acharonim write, even if there's not like 60, shishim, there's not 60 to be mevatel the time of meat, doesn't make a difference. No matter what. In that scenario, again, l'chachila, good idea not to put the gravy spoon in there. That's better. Keep it separate if you can. But if you didn't, and it, go ahead and you have this leftover rice, or sometimes you have the leftover rice, and you don't know if someone put a gravy spoon in there. Person would do that. Person eats that leftover, rice from a fleshy meal, or vegetables from a fleshy meal, and maybe someone put the wrong spoon in there. You don't have to worry. You can eat that rice or eat that broccoli or whatever it is, and you don't have to wait 6 hours afterwards. Email.